SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Tonight's edition of Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159. Lisi holding it down for just a couple of segments. Fear not, Mike will be back in the cockpit, probably at the bottom of the hour. A lot to get you tonight, a lot of college basketball. We're locked and loaded, some early games. The one game that Carver was dead right on was the Florida-Oklahoma game. We talked about it last night, Florida laying 13.5, 14.5. I sort of thought that Oklahoma would be live. Mikey mentioned the step-up spots for the Sooners against better competition. Absolutely getting smashed right now at halftime. Number two team in the country, Gators up 46-24. In-game number 26.5, minus 115 if you want to lay it. Minus 113 if you want to take the 26.5. 150.5 is the total. They're in a nail biter in the second half. Miss State and Texas A&M, an SEC contest. Bulldogs were laying 2.5. Right now, A&M, they just tipped off in the second half, does hold 31-30, halftime lead. +1.5, the Aggies are on the money line. Minus 111 on the money line. Under and over 134 and a hook at minus 114 either way. Couple of games that are going to tip off that I'm actually on. I talked about it last night. Texas Tech, I was on them over the weekend. They smashed Oklahoma State on the road, laying 9.5. Come right back. They're laying a big number, 7.5. We saw fluctuation. 8.5 earlier last night, down to 6.5. Settled right in at about 7.5. Jamie Dixon and the TCU Horned Frogs, to me, play Texas Tech very tough. They play them tough in college football. Always play them tough, in my opinion, in hoops, no matter how good or bad. I'm taking the 7.5 with the Horned Frogs in this matchup. Wisconsin laying 5.5. I know they're the ranked team up against the Fighting Illini, but again, I just think Illinois a little bit too athletic. Laying 5.5, I think they can go in to Camp Randall and win that game. I took them +5.5. I think they're live on the money line. Right now, another Big Ten action, Michigan State. This was a popular play. A lot of people I saw laying the 3.5 with Sparty. They lead at the half 33-31. In-game total is 140.5 at minus 110. Either way, you got plus 152 on Purdue, minus 196 with Sparty. Another game that I took, but I altered it. It's a huge number. Iowa State at home laying 18.5, now 19.5. They were in a dogfight all weekend against Cincinnati. They come out. This is a team in Colorado that they should absolutely smash. I actually altered it down and put it in a parlay under a key number of 10. So I laid 9.5. It's like minus 450, but I threw it in there with TCU and Illinois plus the points. One other game a little bit later tonight that I do like, total-wise, I altered this up, BYU and Kansas. We saw BYU. We know they're tough in Provo. Kansas lost on the road in Salt Lake City on Saturday night. This total was like in the area of 148.5, 149. They bet it down to 147.5. I took a shot. 153.5, 156.5. Hey, why not? Hey, little Joey boy. We took the points. Yeah, we were going over the 156.5. It was plus like 235. I threw it in a parlay. So there we go. We got you set, locked, loaded, and ready for college basketball action. This is exactly where I get in involved. Right now, in-game, Texas Tech 10-7 over the Horned Frogs. I think that's going to be a very difficult matchup. We'll see how it plays out. Another game, if you want to play it, I think it's a fishy line. Haven't really played it right now, but Houston, I watched that game on Saturday. I was in AC. I watched them play against Arizona, nip and tuck game right down to the wire, came down to free throws, battle-tested team in terms of the Cougars, one of the top defensive teams in the country. They laid 1.5 and covered, but they're laying 11.5 to Arizona State. Now, they stayed in state. They didn't go home. I just think Arizona State could be live. I just think Houston potentially could be walking through the motions tonight, not suggesting they lose. But 11.5, I thought it would be even higher. I'm shocked that it's so low. So I like Arizona State to potentially be within this number. Do like a lowest scoring game under the 134.5. So we'll see how that plays out. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that tickles my fancy that we could jump into. We're just going to stick to the top 25 games right now. See if there's anything from an in-game perspective maybe that maybe we could jump on. Right now, Syracuse leading Pittsburgh ACC battle by 9, 43-34. You got Pittsburgh right now laying still 1.5 at home, minus 130, 156.5 is the total, juiced heavily to the under at minus 120. Another game that we're potentially keeping an eye out. I want to see if it gets overextended a little bit later from an in-game perspective. And I don't think I can't personally bet on this, but Marquette laying 18.5 against Seton Hall. It's in state for me. Seton Hall got the victory over the weekend, played very well. They snapped the losing streak on Saturday. Now catching 18.5. Might be playing with a little bit of house money. Marquette, typically a very good team at home. Total's a little low, though. 136.5. If you look at Marquette, they've been trending to the under in a lot of their games. They've been set at like 148.5, 149, and those games have been going under. Now they readjusted 136.5. To me, I might take a shot on this over. So that might be something we'll look at. I can't play it because I'm in New Jersey, but 136.5, Seton Hall and Marquette is something we'll keep an eye on. Another late night game. South Carolina, LSU. South Carolina is absolutely atrocious. They've been getting knocked around in terms of SEC play. LSU is terrible. Coach got a vote of confidence. They're not anywhere near the team that made a run to the Sweet 16 a few years ago. Laying 2.5 at home, they should be able to smash South Carolina. Total's 139.5. I might lay it. That might be a game we'll lay. We'll take the Bayou Bengals. We'll play it on the money line, minus the 150 at home. And then I sort of like UCLA. This line was 13.5 last night. They bought it down. It's you got an extra 2 points in discount if you like the Bruins and Mick Cronin. You got minus 11.5, minus 800 on the money line, 8-1. You got to lay out just to make 100. Crazy. Golden Gophers, terrible on the road. They're plus 530 on the money line. Do like LSU, and I actually would lay it minus the 11.5 with the UCLA Bruins. We'll talk about that game with Carver, some other news and notes. Quick NFL action. They're talking about, obviously, the franchise tag with T. Higgins. What transpires potentially with Matt Stafford? We're hearing more and more. Hearing also reports about Kyler Murray being lured potentially by the New York Jets. Let me tell you something. I think Kyler Murray has a world of talent, but if he can't be successful in Arizona, he's definitely not going to be successful in New York. Sorry, just don't believe that's going to happen. Didn't play well in cold weather environments when he played. He struggled this year. You're going to go to MetLife Stadium where you got the wind, you got the rain. Back more college basketball on Carver and Lisi. Hey, keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. I love the majestic interlude that we're coming back to. This is like the old school Batman. I love it. Matthias Berbel, Hipper Bell on the turnstile tonight till Carver gets back into the cockpit. I'm going to take this parlay. I said I was going to do it. I might as well. I got a profit boost on FanDuel. I'm laying the 150 with LSU. I'm taking the 3.5 with the Illini on the road, and I'm going to take the 11.5 with Arizona State. That's the parlay we're putting in for tonight, and hopefully we can root it in. I'll keep you abreast of the situation as this night plays out, trying to see if there's any updates in some of the games. UConn making a little bit of a run. They were getting smashed earlier, and now they're only down 6. So keep an eye out for that. UConn on the mend here. They're really coming back in the second half, Matthias. They're down 6, laying 1.5. They're now catching 2.5 against Nova, 53-49. But Matthias likes a game tonight. I have no feel on this Mountain West contest. He likes what? Colorado State over Nevada tonight?
Yeah, Joe, absolutely. I'm taking the 3.5 points, too. I'd like to buy a point and a half or a point if I could to get it to 2.5. But I like them, Joe. You know, they play well at home, but also they already beat them on the road in Nevada by 2 points. So, you know, I have more confidence even with them playing at home. It's a big game. Colorado State wins big games at home. New Mexico does have control of that conference right now, but Colorado State's playing for their life for the tournament, trying to make their resume as strong as possible. And yeah. You know what? I like your Bayou Tigers tonight, Joe. LSU at home against South Carolina, who doesn't win games on the road in their conference. I know LSU doesn't have a great record either, but they're better than South Carolina. So I like them as well, your Tigers.
Yeah, it's a little scary. Let me just say, because South Carolina, I want to double check, they have been getting smashed. They played very well earlier in the season and were losing close games in conference, but they weren't winning, right? They were covering but not winning. And now they've been getting smashed lately. LSU, they are 0-12 in conference. South Carolina, 0-12. They're only catching 2.5, which this line suggests South Carolina, but I can't do that. They're 10-15 overall. LSU, Matthias, 2-10 in conference. So we'll take a shot. If you can't beat South Carolina that hasn't won a game in conference, you're absolutely pathetic. And I know LSU sucks. But at home, you got to show a little heart, Matthias.
No, I'm with you, Joe. And you know what else? They're 1-7 on the road. You know, on their whole entire schedule, they've won one game on the road. And it was probably against some team that's complete trash. You know what I mean? They haven't been able to and they're not going to, you know, they're not going to produce against LSU. It ain't going to happen now, Joe. that's why I like that game.
I'll tell you what, TCU with the early lead over Texas Tech, 14-12. So Horned Frogs playing well. Oklahoma on a little bit of a run. They've cut it under 20 now, 48-30. I was thinking about pulling the trigger from an in-game. They're still catching 21.5. They're down 17 for the Sooners. You think they can make a run, Matthias? Catching 21.5, you want to take it? We're down 17. They're giving us a little discount here. Let's take the 21.5 with Oklahoma. How bad could it be?
You know, I'm down, Joe. That's good, Joe. I'm with you. I like it. Let's do it.
All right. So let me just see here. Other game that we could jump on.
That's a lot of points.
Right now, I just want to see. I really like TCU. They're still catching 5.5, plus 196 on the money line. Now movement in on Wisconsin. So they're all banging Wisconsin, minus 4.5 for the Illini. You could get an extra point of value there if you want. I like the over in Kansas and BYU. I'm trying to see who else we could jump on to put this in. I'm going to lay it with
UCLA. Should we jump on Pitt? How about Pitt? How about jumping on Pitt? Let's jump on Pitt live. They're down 5 right now to Syracuse at home with 15 minutes to go. Now 2-point games. Let's take Pitt to win.
Pitt to win? Let me see this.
Yeah, Pitt to win because they're losing right now. So we can get a good price.
What's the good price? It's minus 225. They're still favorite.
You know why? Because they just hit a 3-ball. That's why. They were now, down by five, another down by two.
Matthias, let's do this. Let's take a shot. Let's take UConn plus the 255 against Nova, or plus the 3.5 with 407 left to play. Let's see if they could steal it. Let's take UConn. Plus, we get a profit boost on that. Come on. Take UConn.
All right, let's do it. No, I'm down. All right. Let's go, UConn. Yeah.
All right. Let's take UConn. All right. UConn, I'm taking the over in BYU, and I'm taking UCLA minus the 11.5. That's what I'm going to do here. I really want to take Oklahoma, too, but I'm going to hold off. So that's what we'll do right now. I just put it in. I took a shot with UConn in game, plus the 3.5, over 147 and a hook with Kansas and BYU, and UCLA minus the 11.5. Now, before we go to break, did you like the report of Kyler Murray potentially being lured by the Jets? Do you think that's a good fit for him? Absolutely atrocious, I think.
Joe, I don't know where there's a good fit for Kyler Murray. You know, it's a guy you have to play to his strengths. You have to get the ball out early. He loves to scramble and do his own thing. You know, it's a Kyler Murray show. I've never loved Kyler Murray just yet. I think playing with him and his offense, you have to play to his tendencies and what he can and can't do, Joe. It's a tough steal for me.
All right. Well, we shall see. Iowa State up 15-5 over Colorado right now. TCU up 14-12. They're about to tip in just about 10 minutes. Illinois and Wisconsin in Madison right now. 4.5 is the total as we enter into that matchup. Carver will be joining at the bottom of the hour. Talk some more college basketball. We'll talk some hockey and maybe even some sprinkle in some golf. Put it with the golf right here on Carver and Lisi. Coming right back on your dial. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harvard Lee, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night on the grid. Hi, Joe.
Hey,
how
hero.
Are you?
Hey, Hero. Hey, Hero. I just appear.
Should have let you start. I just appear out of nowhere.
That's it. You know who your new name is? Copperfield. That's it. Poof, he's here. Here he is. Copperfield. This is it. You're going to be cutting bodies in a couple
this
of seconds.
This is it.
I got a lot of college basketball action.
I was coming back from the batting cage, and I heard taking a shot on Arizona State. I heard all that. Give me the full card here, Joe. What do you
all
got?
Right, so here's a parlay. You ready?
Yeah.
First parlay. I did take UConn in game plus 3.5. They're down to Matthias, and I took a minus 103. Parlayed UConn with the over Kansas and BYU 147.5, and I took a shot on Mick and UCLA minus the 11.5 with a profit boost. That paid plus 720 on the profit boost. Okay. We need the Huskies to come through. I really like TCU tonight. I told you that last night. I took the 7.5 with TCU. I parlayed it with the over Kansas, but I altered it up. Over the total, 147.5, I altered it to 150.5 at plus 1.25, and I took it with Illinois on an alt spread. I like Illinois tonight.
All right, let's see what I can get involved with here, Joe.
And then I laid 9.5 with Iowa State. They're up 15. I put it with TCU, Illinois, and the alt over in Kansas and BYU. I really like the over in KU band BYU, and I really like Illinois and TCU today.
So. The one thing I told you I was absolutely, and I did get in earlier today, was smash job by Florida early. I wanted to make sure I had Florida in.
Yeah, but
smash job.
That game is close, Carver. That total was 14.5. They're up 18.
They're up 18. I got 59-35 here right now on Facebook.
I got 53-35. I don't know.
I have 59-35 on here.
All right, maybe they went on a 6-0 run. I don't know. Yeah, they've been.
I had the numbers. Oklahoma plus 27.5 live.
Right. All right. Okay. All right. You're right then. I was on. I guess this thing isn't updating. Good job. I did give you credit in the open. Yeah.
So TCU, Texas Tech just got started. 17-14 Frogs.
Right.
With they're at the under 8 timeout in the first half. Right. Xavier's up 12 on Butler. What do we like in Illinois, Wisconsin? They're about to start right now.
I just told you. You didn't listen to what I said.
You rang off a bunch of stuff. Are we on Illinois?
I know. UConn is tied. They came back. Here come them Huskies. They're barking. Rah, rah.
The Nova game. Bald-headed, right. Okay, so 58-58.
Bald-headed Hurley's got them running. Bald-headed Hurley. Here he comes.
Gotta have it. All right.
Come on.
So we're taking this Wisconsin team? Is that what you're telling me?
No. How many times? Don't start. I swear. I'm not dealing with you, especially after last night. No good.
What happened to you last night?
The hockey? No shot with Virginia. Cold as ice. We're coming back. It's Vengeance Tuesday. Vengeance Tuesday. Come on, Hurley.
It takes Seton Hall plus the 18.5. You can't play that.
No, you're not. I gave that out.
If you could, would you take it 18.5?
Taking the points. They got the. Yeah, because I think they're playing with house money now.
I'm going to alt it.
You're going to alt it to what?
27, because I'm doing the boost builder thing, so I got to do anything under minus
400. Come on, UConn. Come on,
27.5, Joe. 27.5.
Oh, we found him. UConn going to the line.
Oh, who's got that? Is that FS1 or is that CBS Sports?
FS1.
Who's got that?
FS1. Stores is jumping right now.
It's jumping. It's absolutely jumping.
What is it? West Haven? Where do they play? I thought they play in Stores.
No, tonight they're in Hartford. They are playing at the XL in Hartford tonight. They're not playing in Stores. What else do I got? Kansas. Actually, BYU is a system play.
With the system play. Smash job by Iowa State, 23-7. Extend.
All right, I'm in on Illinois, up to 10.5.
I took them plus 12.5 and 5.5 and 4.5 and money line. So something's got to cover. Hopefully.
Golf's on again, the TGL. New York's up 8-3 on Tiger and Jupiter. Harvard Lisi Sports Grid Radio Series XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Here. So Joe got it. I could tell as we were going to the last break, I slipped something in there at the goal line as we were going to break, and Joe kind of did like a double take. What the hell are you talking? That's a TGL tonight, New York against Jupiter. Tigers on Jupiter. And it's 8. They're getting smashed. Tiger getting smashed, Joe. 9-3. New York beating them up. And, of course, the New York team's owned by Steve Cohen. There's his smug face on the TV now. The Polar Bear, Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil, all the Mets are hanging out there because, I mean, they got nothing to do in Port St. Lonesome. So they might as well go down there to that TGL stadium and watch a little golf tonight. So these guys are having a good time. And now that'll be it for the golf show. Here's what I did for the boost builder, all right? You ready?
Yep.
Illinois plus the 10.5, okay? Colorado State money line against Nevada. Seton Hall plus 27.5. Kansas plus 8.5. South Carolina plus 8.5. UCLA minus 5.5 for the boost
great. Good for you.
Because I told you. Golfers?
No, I'm on UCLA and I'm on LSU. You don't listen to anything I tell you.
I'm on UCLA.
LSU.
Okay, but we could both eat. I got 8.5. It's an alt spread. 8.5. What do you got?
He's got a minus 150.
So why can't LSU win by 5? Like, what's the problem? I don't understand. Why can't everybody eat? You get so upset. Everybody can eat.
UConn up 4. That's all I care about right now. UConn up 4.
Game's over.
It's not over. There's 50 seconds left. What are you doing? Why do you got to do that?
It's over. What's the matter? I'm going to put it on, just like last night with Nichols. I'm going to throw the UConn game on.
Yeah, throw it on.
Nichols.
I'm getting hit with so many lefts, I need a right. I had a good Saturday. Tables knocked me silly. Tables knocked me. They twisted me over the weekend, the tables.
Let's see what we got here. Let's get this game on. Let's get this UConn, end of this UConn game up. See what we got going on. What else is happening, Joe? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm in basketball mode now. Did you got the email about the syndicate, right? You got
well aware. I saw it. I got the email. Joe gets a couple weeks, and then Joe, once again, gone. Can't find him again. So that's it. In fact, I thought that we'd start having full weeks of Carver and Lisi. I was wrong. So Joe out. Starting next week for like another 6 weeks. He ain't gonna be around because he's part of the syndicate.
What are you talking about? Four out of the five.
We should change the name.
I mean, what? Like, where's he?
Wait a second.
They should call the show Carver and sometimes Lisi. You know, so Carver and sometimes
Carver Lisi. And friends.
Be Carver and friends. I mean, what? Like.
That's pathetic. Not really. One day a week, and all of a sudden now, all hell breaks loose. Even the great producer, he's all hugs and kisses right before the show. Hey, Joe, great that we're on the same side. I'm going to take UConn, and then you come in, and all of a sudden, he flicks. He's a rat. He flicks to the other side. He flips. You're a rat. You're nothing but a rat. You only go where the momentum is. I know you, Matthias. I know you. Wherever the momentum is.
The momentum. Yeah, I have a tally count for you, Joe. Every single day that you've been gone, I'm tallying it up.
When does that Australian Open happening when they're playing on clay? When does that happen?
That's a French Open, Joe. That's a French Open.
When does that happen? Because you're like completely off the rails at that point. So whenever that happens, I can't win. I'm gonna start.
Hey, we gotta take you. Fonseca. Fonseca. That's our guy now.
All right.
Fonseca.
Kevin Fonseca.
Fonseca, the tennis player.
Fonseca lost a first set at home, 6-1. Got a whooping. Yep.
He's playing tonight. He's playing
Portuguese?
Now.
He's playing against his Mueller right now.
So is he losing? What's Mueller? The number? Can we get him live?
I just got in on it at +120. At +120, he's live at +120.
Put him with the golf.
Wait a second.
We got Mexico here, Vedanta.
Fonseca? Is he Portuguese? I used to know a Fonseca. They were Portuguese.
He's Brazilian, but Brazilians and Portuguese, you know, they're like brothers, you know, angry
all
brothers.
Right,
you know,
let's get Fonseca here. Joe, come on. Put Fonseca in line.
I lost
let's
everything.
Go.
What just
kid.
Happened now?
For the kid, can we put Fonseca in?
Now?
Let's put it with the guy. He's playing now. He's down a set. That's
he's plus set. Money. He's plus money.
Right now. Let's play him.
I just lost my YouTube TV. You don't care about that.
All right, I'm in on Fonseca. He's now down
Where do
even
I
mine.
Find this? Fonseca?
I'm
going to
put it with the golf, Joe. Put it with the golf.
UConn's in a dogfight right here. They're up three. You know, told me. Come on. Get it up the court. What are you doing, lollygagging? Will you stop?
All right, Fonseca. I'm going to put a couple golf
Louis first Fonseca. The guy's Louis Fonseca. Does he play the fiddle too? Fonseca.
Sam Ryder's
on
the
storm. These horn frogs are barking. 30-23 over the Red Ray. I told you. Ah, Jamie Dixon as a dog. Home
I told
dog
you.
For Jamie. What?
Toasty this week. Toasty.
First round leader?
I'm going to play them both. First round leader and for the whole thing.
The whole thing, this guy, we're going in on Toasty now? I'm so dry.
Good metrics there. He's got good metrics there.
I feel like I'm dry. I feel like I'm dying for drink.
I'm losing gas on this. Now he's down to -105, this Fonseca. Gotta be kidding me
here. Don't play it. The guy's probably...
I'm playing it.
He's a has-been. Matthias has been called with the MMA. He's searching.
Rafi Campos, too, Joe. Rafi Campos, don't forget about him.
Who's Rafi Campos?
Cristobal Del Solar. We're playing him 200-1 for first round leader.
Ooh. You're killing me here. Can we get this game in? Can I get one win in? Come on, UConn. What are we doing? Jam it!
Valmaki.
Malnati? What about Malnati?
Valmaki. Malnati, he's a big... You want to play him first round leader?
Oh, nice block. Hey, there's a technical.
Malnati. Oh, Skins. We can't forget Skins.
Pete Malnati. I feel like I need a Gatorade. I'm losing electrolytes doing the show. You start rooting.
I'm in. I'm in on Fonseca. I put Louis him with like Fonseca. 5 or 6 first round leaders for the Mexico on Thursday. Let's
All
get this
I know
guy.
Is, I know gave up.
Is this on TV, Matias? Did I got this on stream?
It's on Tennis Channel. It's on Tennis Channel.
Does that mean I can stream it on ESPN Plus?
Matias should have taken UConn. Up 7 now, guys. 66-59.
I know. I'm happy, Joe. We're winning. We're winning, Joe.
That's what we do here. That's what we do. Huh?
Fonseca. I can't believe I just put this. Fonseca. Are you winning?
No.
Are you
winning? I'm not in on this.
Come on.
No, I'm in on the basketball.
Come on, Joe.
You want me to get in on five? What do you want me to put it with?
Put it with the golf.
Skins
and Toasty, first round leader. Skins.
What am I betting? The Mexican Open? What am I betting?
Rio,
this week?
Rio, Rio. Fonseca live. He's in the second set. Come on. That's the golf is the Mexican Open. Over Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you. So it's a final, Joe, in Hartford. UConn wins 66-59. Wasn't that right on the number, Joe?
I don't know. I got them +3.5 in game.
Well, Nova covered. It was 8.5 pregame.
Oh, Nova TCU covered the pregame. Extend.
I'll tell you, Joe, if it's 10 or more at the half, I think you should go in the other side on Texas Tech. Leave yourself some outs.
I didn't realize all of a sudden you became a CPA overnight. It's incredible.
Leave yourself some outs.
Given financial advice on how to
hedge. What it with Fonseca?
I did. I took this Fonseca. Jao, what's his name?
Joao Fonseca.
And this kid's going to go right out of Dodge. He gives us a pick. He's going to slink out the back door.
He said that this is the new star in tennis. He's playing in front of his home country. There's no way he's losing. Who's he even playing? Mueller? He ain't losing to Mueller.
Playing somebody better than him, obviously.
No. He was a big favorite in this match. He was like minus 300 pre-match.
I got like a...
Who? Me?
Me.
I'm all over the place.
I got like dryness all over my mouth.
What is happening here?
I'm back to a normal gym schedule. What do you want? I'm trying to get back into shape.
Not starting next week. You're not. You're back up. Not next week.
You know, not for anything. Okay? All right?
Fonseca.
One day a week, and now he's going to hold me hostage. You know, Carver and sometimes Lisi. I'll tell you why.
Carver and sometimes Lisi.
If they want to change the show to that, Carver and sometimes Lisi, I'll be happy with it.
Sometimes Lisi. Florida's up 22 on Oklahoma with 7:40 to go. Mississippi State up 11 now, Joe.
Yeah, they were laying 2.5. I like that line, too, in Stark. Very difficult to go into Stark Vegas and win in that gym. It's
Michigan State.
Everybody cusses. Bury this.
Six.
Nice. Illinois right out of the gate. Burying threes.
Let's go.
3-0. They're focused. You could tell. They're in it. I like this Illinois team. They're long. They're athletic. They shoot.
Iowa State's up 17 on Colorado.
Yeah, extend.
Xavier's up 17 on Butler. We still have Houston, Arizona State. That's starting in about 15 minutes from now. Seton Hall, Marquette. Kansas, BYU. Vatek and Boston College. Nevada and Colorado State. South Carolina, LSU. Later tonight, Minnesota's in UCLA. And really late night, Joe, Fresno and San Diego State. I'll tell you, I'll lay with the Aztecs tonight. It's a big number. Fresno State is horrible. They are a horrible team.
When does UC Irvine play? When do we have to?
Do all right,
that's
going to
be a system play. Yeah, they've screwed us now. Three straight games.
Nope, Thursday.
You're not going to be here. They screwed us three straight games we've had, and they haven't covered.
There. I could play it from the Moose Lodge.
They haven't covered in three straight games.
Actually,
taking our money.
Too. We're going to get them on a short number. They're playing Northridge on Thursday night at home. We got to play them until they win.
How much is the number?
Well, it's 2 days out. I mean, they don't have the number yet. Number's
what do you think it's going to be? You think it'll be under 8? I think we'll get like a 4.5 number.
Northridge has been pretty good.
They laid 8.5 at home to that team and lost outright, didn't they?
Well, Irvine was 4.5 point favorite at their place and beat them by 10. So they'll probably be 6 or 7. I think Northridge has been playing a little bit better lately.
All right.
Northridge has won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of their last 8, Joe. Northridge has won.
All right.
So they've been playing pretty good. I love those games, those late night Big West games. Those are great.
Look at this.
Great games.
Oh, this kid. Now he's going to be, come on.
Go put the TCU game on. I don't want you get. You're going to be begging for things in this Illinois game right out of the gate. Just put the TCU game on.
I don't like your attitude. You come waltzing in like you own the show. Just because your name is first doesn't mean anything. All right? You know, we're 50-50 here. All right? You're kicking me when I'm down. Okay? And on top of it, I got guys I don't even know. This wow, Fonseca. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Jeez.
Oh, man. Now he's plus 20. Now it's 4-4 in the second set. Just dropped the game in the second set. 4-4.
Get smashed.
Oh, you could stream this on the phone, Joe. Oh, here we go. We got wow, Fonseca set up on the phone now. Let's go.
Which one is he? Is he in the yellow or the other guy?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. It looks like they're going to a break or something.
You got a packed house watching this, huh?
Because this kid's a hometown kid. This is his tournament. He's got a lot to live up to here.
If I would have known that, I don't think I would have. Too much pressure on the kid. Which he's got to be the one in the pink and yellow.
Yes, that's him. Yeah, that's Fonseca.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a lot of flair.
He's serving right now.
Look at
that serve, Joe. He just shot a bullet down the middle. I mean, this is, look at that, right on the line. This kid's powerful. Matias has talked him up. I mean, how do we, you can't be as scared here, Joe. Back
he's
to minus 110.
All right.
Come on.
Okay. All right,
he's
going
to smash
right.
This guy. This gets to the third set, he's smash him. Smash City.
Two out of three? What is it?
Harvard and DC Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back. Always feels like somebody's watching me. That's what that one sounds like, Joe.
I like it.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio.
Carver
and Sirius XM 159. Oh, man, not good.
What?
I just saw the Fonseca number move to plus 230. This guy's finished.
What are we about to say? Yeah.
This is, well, let me just tell you something. I know he's gone now and JP's come in for Matias. Yeah, he ain't going to hear the end of it. He ain't going to hear the end of it if this guy Fonseca loses. All right? All he's done for 2 days is talk up this guy Fonseca. The future of tennis. Bet him for the U.S. Open. Play him here. Him. I went and looked at the number for this match last night, Joe. This guy was like minus 300, this Fonseca, in this game. And he's screwing around with this Mueller here. And we can't have it. We just cannot have it.
I don't know. This is. I'm watching this. Fonseca has their deuce.
He's got the advantage.
Yeah, so we got to steal this somehow.
He just got it. 5-4.
You sure about that?
So. I don't know. The screen's far away from me. I have really no idea what's happening.
They're cheering. I mean, he made a good shot, but he didn't win the set. He's up 5-4. He won the game.
He's up 5-4. We're back, baby.
We're back, baby. Carver, we got to get it. Baby. We got to win 6-1. The kid got smashed in the first game. First set. The kid got smashed.
But now you got to understand something, Joe. He gets this day. He wins his second set. He's going to drop the hammer on this guy in the third set. He's going to drop the hammer on him. This Mueller's not going to be able to take it. He can't take this. In his home yard in Rio? Come on.
It's not like there's home field advantage.
Look at the crowd. They're all fired up. They're all gassed up for this kid.
This guy Mueller looks not even sweating. This guy's like in a pool of sweat. Guy's like he threw himself in a freaking jacuzzi. I mean, he's sweating pellets.
We're involved in this. We're involved
this
in this.
This guy's sweating
match.
Pellets. The guy Mueller looks like he's filled with electrolytes.
I never thought I'd want the NBA back. I can't believe we're on this tennis match. I mean, this is just
We gotta get this. I mean, now he's minus 105.
He's back to around where we
problem,
got him, so.
I could tell you this right now. This kid's in a pool of sweat. I mean, like, if you look at him, it looks like he ran the Kentucky Derby. He's lathered up so much.
Ooh, Fonseca?
I don't know if he went out drinking the night before, but this kid Mueller looks rather fresh.
I wouldn't put much into it, Joe. One guy sweats more than the other one. Come on.
You think Fonseca
has
better glands?
Hard. He's working
hard. You think he's got
hard.
Better glands? He's sweating better?
Illinois getting thing? Tough buckets down low, Joe. Tough buckets down low for Illinois.
All right, I told you. They came to play tonight. They came to play tonight, Illinois.
You better hope so.
What score do you have in that game?
I got 13-10 Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I got. So what do you mean they're getting tough buckets? They just gave up a bucket and created a turnover.
Because
what
when I looked, when the tough bucket was when they had 8, even 10.
You know,
right?
Every time we're zigging, you...
What's that?
Come on, get that bound. Every time we're zigging, you're zagging. This Fonseca, here we go.
I'm on the same side as you. We're both on Illinois. What's the problem?
I don't know. Fonseca, that's what's the problem. This human anchor that's wearing us down. He came right out. He's down 15, love.
All right, don't worry about it.
What do you mean don't worry about it? I'm looking at this guy Mueller. He's fresh. Kid looks like he could do an Irish Spring commercial.
Is he smashing balls into the net, Mueller? And you're talking about how fresh he is. Come on.
He's winning 30-0 this game. What are you talking
about? Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. It's okay. You don't know tennis, all right? Don't worry. There's ebbs and flows here.
I was 12. I know
how ebbs and flows here.
Bjorn Borg was my favorite tennis player growing up. Okay? Don't start.
Weren't a Jimmy Connors guy? No Jimmy Connors?
No, I didn't like Connors. I like McEnroe because he was a lefty.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.